This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, I work at this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm excited. Do I sound it? Yeah, I don't get excited about many things. No, I'm excited because Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. Xander is recuperating. Now, he had a car accident. Don't start crying and everything. He had a car accident, didn't wipe him out. But he's, you know, he's, we all heal at our own rate, if you would, right? I mean, don't we? So let's cut him some slack. He'll be on with me later on tonight. I'm excited about it. Like I said, I'm sure he is wound up tighter than God knows what. He even his own show is on hiatus for the moment, because he doesn't want to get back. He wants a rest. He wants to get better, which is what you should do when you get sick. We get crazy, especially guys in my business. We get nuts. I can't go without hearing me. Well, you know what? We're not that important, okay? Not the end of the world. So, again, save your questions, save whatever, and you won't be able to say anything anyhow, because he goes at a million miles an hour. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, so much going on at the website, including a live chat room. Now, the website's got a live chat room for those of you who don't have a Facebook page. If you have a Facebook page, then head over to the website where you, I mean, head over to Facebook, our Facebook page, where you can get all involved and as smarter people than I am there. You can also buy, on our website, you can buy the T-shirts and coffee mugs and whatever. Anyhow, I want to get to it, really. Hey, listen, our hearts and prayers, I know this is going to sound bad. Our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Texas, because I know they're going through it. I know they're getting ready. You know, a friend of ours that just moved from California to Texas said, well, this is kind of weird. You know, I jumped from the earthquake capital into the hurricane capital kind of thing. At least, you know, with an earthquake, there's no warning, there's no anticipation, there's no anything. It just happens, and you're like, okay, well, whatever. It's over now. I can't do much about it. But I would imagine with a hurricane, and I'm not in hurricane country, so it's a little different for me. But I would imagine with a hurricane, you know, you do have moments of anxiety. You know, it's coming towards you. It speeds up. It slows down. It stalls. It moves quicker. You got to get out of there. Should I get out of there? You know, talk to people all the time that won't leave. You've seen it happen all the time, right? And what's with that? If you've been given warnings over a week, and I'm not trying to be cold, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be cold, but I mean, if you've been given warnings over a week, unless you're in a coma or in a hospital, and you decide not to go, why should our military people, why should the Coast Guard, why should the police, why should the first responders be responsible for covering your stupidity? You know, you put them in danger when they have to try to rescue you in the middle of a hurricane. That's not fair to them. At least I don't think it is. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You know, is this what Darwin meant when he, you know, survival of the fittest? Weed out the low IQ? You know, I get it. They've been wrong before. I know. Hurricane of the century showing up. Never shows up. It's a heavy rainstorm is all it is. But with today's technology, you look, you see, you know, go visit Aunt Martha for a couple of days. Get out of town. You know what I mean? But truly, our hearts and prayers go out to those people. Please, please, please. Please put your, don't put your first responders in anybody's, put their lives in danger because you're too stubborn. Now, earlier, when it hit a Category 4, I was watching... What was it? I was watching a a newscaster. You know, they all want to get the story, which I love it. So you watch the newscaster out there, and the poor guy looks like somebody's just beating him up. You know, first of all, it looks like they got one of those wind machines ready to blow him sideways, and that is a fire hose on the poor guy. And they're there because they want to get the story. They want to get a scoop. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're paying attention. I also love that how already some of the left-wing sites are saying that, you know, Obama failed. He's already failed. Apparently he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't have the right to, oh, my God, we're going to, you know, everybody's going to die. This is just terrible. Terrible that he has to be president at a time like this. Are we serious? It only goes to show you how far these guys have lost their minds. You know, he said he was tweeting out earlier that he had just arrived at Camp David. He's closely watching what's going on. He's closely, monitoring the situation. But really, you know, one of them, I'm sorry to be so cold. One of the morons at the press conference actually asked why the commander-in-chief wasn't there doing the press conference. Why wasn't he giving the debriefing and answering questions? Because he has experts on the ground doing it. That's why, lady. Because he has experts on the ground that are well-versed in this, that can do this job. Let them speak to you. Let them tell you what they're going to do. If I give somebody the authority and the ability or the authority and the power to go do something, ask them how they're going to stop flooding. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. It's the same thing with Donald Trump. He is not an emergency response expert. And I got news for you. Neither was His Highness Obama. He had his share of problems, too. As did Bush. You know, I think the mistake with those guys is they try to step up and tell you how it's all going to fix, how it's all going to be better, how it's all going to be right. And they shouldn't do that. They should point to their expert and go, him. Talk to him about it. He's the one handling it. You know? And my understanding is there's over 15,000 people on Carnival cruise ships, those kind of ships out there, who were supposed to return to Galveston this week. And guess what? They're not going. They're not coming in. And that they're going to remain a safe distance from the hurricane. I don't know how you do that. I'm not making fun. I'm really not making fun. I don't know how you do that. Anyway, Xander Givjoy, I know I rambled on about this thing, but you got to admit, it's kind of weird. It's a big deal. And it's coming up hard and fast. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibbs is going to join us in a few minutes. Don't go far. He's been waiting so long to talk to you. He's been waiting so long to have some fun with you. So hang loose. Stay by. You're really going to enjoy it, I promise. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. I'm Joe, senior your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I feel like it's a little sneaky act. We found Xander. We were able to find him. Well, actually, I think I was able to finally wake him up on time. I don't know. Xander Gibb joins me. He hasn't been around for a while. He's the host of the X-Rad show, which is currently on hiatus. What are you? You must be down by the pool, right? You got a cigar in one hand, right? Snapping your finger with the other to get the tray of margaritas to come over? What is it? How does that work?
The tray? I want it by the gallon. You know, I just got it intravenously to me here by the pole. And I just click my fingers and Cabana Boys come with, fresh cream cakes and things like that. You know, it's wonderful.
I was going to say, you get that 5 gallon water bottle, right? And get a little hose coming out of the top and just take what you want when you want.
Exactly.
you must have, listen, they had the, that 700, I don't know, $765 million a Powerball lotto, and forgive me, somebody is going to get mad at me. Keep your emails to yourself, but I'm telling you, you know the old movies, the girl from the Bronx would be, you know, chewing the gum like a $5 hooker, you know, like this. She just won $700 million. She has to be from my home state. She comes out to the microphone, and she's chewing that. I was waiting for the bubble. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, that's how she was chewing that gum. I'm thinking, lady, you're now $700 million richer. Lose the gum just for the 2 minute press conference, right?
Are you sure it wasn't Kathy Griffin? You know, she's going to blow a bubble and think, the lotto can suck it.
No, she had head. This had nothing to do with Jesus, right?
Sure.
I love that stuff. I love when they do that. Like, nobody asked you, right? So why are you, who cares, right? So you're on hiatus. So why don't you explain to some people, keep asking me if I've got you buried in the backyard, why you're on hiatus.
Yes, well, you know, reports of my demise have been, you know, totally wildly exaggerated. Apparently, I'm, you know, in the Nicaraguan jungle. Anna Navarro has had her convict friends steal me away. But that really isn't the case. And no, I'm not in jail for not paying my taxes because, of course, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Well, you're not Al Sharpton. Your last name isn't Sharpton.
Yeah. I'm shaking my head here. But no, I had a bit of a car accident and there was some repercussions from that, and I had to kind of concentrate on my health for a while. But you know, I'm much better now, and I will be back. You know, as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
I'm allowed to mention his name on this show, by the way. Is that allowed? but I will definitely be back with the show. And I miss people so much. It's really been, you know, a difficult time. But you know, thank God I'm getting back to being my bitchy old self, so beware.
Well, you know, it's fun. And again, I have to be careful because you know, I did get a couple emails like, why did you can Gib? I didn't can Gib, okay?
Aisle 4, get your canned Gib.
There you go, right next to the spam, right?
Exactly.
So it was just, you know, and it wasn't my place to tell people what was going on in your life. That's up to you, obviously, so I'm glad that we're all finally glad to hear that you're on the mend, you're doing well, and soon you'll crank the show back up again. Is Anna Navarro going to be your first guest, I think?
No, but she's actually coming on a TV show, working on some new stuff. You know, all this downtime being on bed rest and stuff like that has given me a lot of time to write. So we've written some great stuff for the TV show, and I'm going to be playing Anna Navarro. And you won't need a teleprompter because we'll put the words along the bottom of the screen.
Well, for her or for you?
For her, because, you know, she's very difficult to understand. You know, I watched her once, and you know, I was worrying about this poor guy called Andy Simmons, and she was talking about anti-Semitism. I'm like, this woman needs to learn to speak English, but really what she should do is shut the heck up. That's what she should do.
You know, Xander, my mother and my grandmother both came here from another, obviously my grandma, they came here from Italy, right, and my aunt and my mother still speak broken English. And when they get heated, when they're kind of going at it with each other, they don't do it consciously. They subconsciously slip into Italian, you know?
Right.
And so it's kind of hard to pick out the words because they're going so fast and furious. When I see Anna Navarro on TV, I kind of get the same thing from her, you know? She starts going nuts.
Right.
This is why I think this whole Trump thing is a sickness, because when she starts talking about him, her eyes go crossed, and then she gets incoherent like she's had a half a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, she said, I saw an interview she did recently. She told some guy who she was disagreeing with her, she said, back off, creep. And I thought she was going to pull a knife, you know, on CNN. I mean, you know, this woman is a worry. But I think the biggest worry for me is, of course, in the United States, you know, we're all allowed to have an opinion, thank God. But when you're putting opinions out there like she did recently on Twitter about, you know, the fact that she's saying that the president is mentally ill, maybe, I'm just like, where's your medical training to be able to make this kind of assessment? I mean, I question her training to be able to comment politically, but when she's commenting about, you know, the mental health of the president, I find that a bit of a worry.
Look, and even professionals say that these kind of terminology should not be used. They should not be talked about, especially on talk shows. Mental health is one of those things where you have to sit with somebody, you have to, you know, talk with them, and then you've got these people who can barely speak English. Okay, they can barely write a review of any kind, and they're going to try to get me to believe that the president is in a certain way or situation. But Xander, you know, the bigger picture here is, it's like the more they hit him, the stronger he gets. And I was joking the other day. I was saying, you know, his approval rating is in the tank. And it's always been low to begin with, but I've never received a call. I haven't had a listener yet write me an email and say, yeah, I got a call about him. Nobody that I know has received a call on Trump. And then you go look at his rallies. He's got people lining up around the corner. And I'm saying,
right,
you know you're being lied to, right?
Absolutely. But I mean, it takes a certain kind of stupid, and unfortunately there are a lot of stupid Americans out there, that they think that if they read it in the newspaper, obviously not people that listen to our shows, because you know you have to be very intellectual to listen to them. But if you just believe what the media tells you, that's a concern. You know, this is why I started doing the show, because, you know, the media will tell you what they want you to think and feel based upon who's paying their bill, and that's a worry for me.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. And then CNN, I love the everything turned into a racist scenario. Every single thing, you think about it. Don right. Lemon, you know, he's talking about he wants people to understand he's a serious journalist. Think about this. And if you laugh at me, you're a racist. What? Really? No, if I laugh at you, it's because you're saying something stupid.
Wait, but he's white. So I don't get that. He's white. It's kind of. I kind of despair with these people because the other day, Chris Cuomo, was saying, you know, Trump doesn't want to go toe to toe. He wants to control the narrative, and the feed base. And he said, does it help him grow or unify? And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it was a fake media who wants to control the narrative under the, you know, the guise of freedom of the press. But Morning Mika, I'm not sure if I can say her name on this show either. But she said, you know, Trump wants to control your thought, but that's our job. I mean, if we're still, not you and I, but, you know, the royal we, if right. we're still allowing the media to tell us what to think in 2017, what does that say about the average American listener? Sorry, but, you know.
No, I'm with you. These guys actually think that they have a clue. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Xander Gibb joins me as he always does. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children.
I wonder how many of you out there could say this. How many of you out there would give up as much as our founding fathers did?
To be living here today, as the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Okay, everybody, get your Bic lighter out. Ready? Yeah, I'm proud to be an American. Yeah. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, you know what I meant by the Bic lighter thing, right? I mean, I don't want to be the only old guy in the room that remembers that.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, Joe, because I'm only 35, so I don't remember that far back, you know.
Oh, God.
Do you think anyone still believes that?
Can somebody bring my walker in the room and my drool bag? Because at my age, you never know.
Tammy, go on, bring it in now.
No, it's really funny. You know, I remember back in the late 70s, the girls would all, and yes, it was the girls. They'd all have their little Bic lighters, and, you know, one of those romantic songs would come on at one of the dances, and you'd see all these lighters light up in the room, and you'd go like, come on, really?
Yeah.
I just want to have another beer. Put the lighter down. Give me a beer.
They usually do this at my concerts, but it's usually right before they set fire to the stage.
Oh, okay. So I was going to go deeper into this love relationship you have with Anna Navarro. I know both of you.
We do.
You got in trouble for some of the tweets that went out towards or to her, didn't you?
Yeah. I just have this ideology. If she can be bitchy about the president, then I can be bitchy back. And one day she put this tweet out there of she said she'd been whale watching. I mean, that's a huge opening for a comedian, you know, especially one that has to be a conservative. And I was just like, step away from the mirror. And so she put all the stuff out there. She said, Xander Gibb, political commentator, just called me ugly. And so she got all her minions to attack me. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't call you ugly. I suggested you were fat. You know, your own byline says that you're fat, you're a failed dieter. So if you can say it, and you can say all you do about my president, you know, then I can say it too. So I just had this a field day with all these people saying, you're ugly, you're horrible, you can't sing. I'm like, did you buy my album? You know, if you haven't bought my album, how can you say that I can't sing? But the the top and bottom of it for me with Anna Navarro is that if she just commented on the president's policy, I don't care if you disagree with the president's policy. That's her prerogative as an American citizen. But when you start to make it personal, when you talk about his kids, when you talk about his wife, when you talk about what he did before he was the president, when you insist that, you know, he's done stuff with Russia and hookers and all of these things, then you have no right calling yourself a political commentator, because it's supposed to be about the politics. Now, I have a little leeway in the fact that, you know, I'm a comedian, too. So I make it funny. Why shouldn't I make it funny? I don't go too far. Or do I, Joe?
No, you never do. Listen, here's what I get the kick out of. Now, you brought it up, and I wasn't going to go down this show, but I had so much fun with this the other day. I think you can, too. So apparently now fat shaming by doctors is harmful. It's physically harmful. It makes their patients feel bad. So when you go into the doctor, okay, and he says to you, you know, you're in there and you do your weight, you're 325 pounds and you're 21 years old. If he says to you, you know, you're a little large for your age and I think we got to change your diet. This is fat shaming. They want the doctors to stop doing this. Can you believe where we're at as a society? I mean, you hear that flushing sound. We're done, right?
Yeah, I mean, I see this from both sides, because, you know, I'm a big guy, you know, I'm a chubster, I'll hold my hands up, only for a few minutes, though, because it makes my arms tired, but I really have to say, I think that sometimes, you know, I'm a big guy, I've been a big guy since I was a teenager, but when I go to the doctor with a problem with my toe and he says it's because you're fat, then I have to kind of scratch my head and say, what the heck is this all about? Because fundamentally, there are some complaints that are directly related to being overweight, but let's get this into perspective now. And, you know, if you are 400 pounds and you go to the doctor and say, you know, I'm sluggish and I'm lethargic and, you know,
right.
Yeah, that could be connected to your weight. But an ingrowing toenail is not anything to do with being, I think some doctors are a little over obsessed with obesity. But is it really fat shaming when it's a doctor and it's relevant? I mean, it wasn't relevant to tell me that, you know, it was because I was overweight because I had an ingrown toenail, but, you know.
It's
about drawing the line for me, really.
Right, but you're not going to go to a doctor that's a jerk. Usually if you go to I go to the same doctor frequently, and, you know, and if he looks at me and goes, you know, and actually I had one say to me, you know what your problem is, right? And I'm complaining about my knees and my ankles and my feet are swollen and I'm tired, like you said, right? He looks at me and he goes, you know, because you're fat. You have to lose. I've been telling you for years you need to lose weight, right? So at what point does the doctor also get frustrated? Because I hope you're building a relationship with your doctor. Does he look at you and go, you know what? I've been telling you for 15 years you need to blow off some pounds. You know, when I finally blew off some weight, and did it the wrong way, but it blew off some weight, you know, my knees stopped bothering, my ankles stopped bothering, my feet weren't as swollen. I actually get my feet, my shoes. So it was one of those things where I finally had to make the decision to do it, but I honestly, truly felt better after I did it. You know what I'm saying? So
I think you do, but you know, I blame the Democrats myself because, you know,
surprised you don't blame Trump, you know, because. Right?
No. I have to say, I am sick to death of these people that are single issue supporters. They'll only support Mr. Trump on one issue, and if he fails them on that. Now I've had emails from people that say you would defend Trump if you saw him shoot someone in the street, and I wouldn't. Well, it depends. If it was Hillary, I would say, you know, it was a passerby. I'm joking. Maybe I should joke about that because I don't want people to do it about the Donald. But there are things I don't like about things that he's done. You know, I have issue about quite a lot of things that he's done. But that doesn't mean I still don't support him. Where does this ideology come in that we have to support someone 200% to support them? Because I don't know.
No, I've been getting on the case of some of our conservative friends and going, look, our man is not perfect. You cannot keep defending him. And that's what gives the other side power to a degree. Look, he sends out some pretty stupid tweets. I mean, some of the ways he says it. All right. You know, I understand what I understand what he's trying to get across. Again,
me
you
too.
Take his personality into consideration. You know, I get it. Not everything is. I mean, And same thing on Dems, though. I mean, the Dems on Obama's, the man could do no wrong. He was a god in their eyes.
Yeah.
Which is what builds resentment on the other side, right? Both sides, yeah, it builds resentment. We need to be honest about our politics. We need to be honest about our politicians and even about the people we like. That's what will start bringing us back to the middle and getting along with each other. At least that's what I think. I don't know what you think.
It's always been my philosophy of the show that the left and the right uniting is really what's going to save America. But I really just want to go back for a second. I just want to say that, you know, I have no qualms in saying that I wasn't never Trumper until the point that he won the nomination, and then I got my considerable weight behind him 200%. Because what you have to forget is that Donald Trump has spent all this time before becoming a politician convincing the world that he's this nasty guy that says you're fired. So he did a very good job of that because a lot of people didn't like him. And then when you've got that extreme task of making people want to like you, it's a hard job when you've made them not like you. But if you know the industry, you can see beyond that. You can look beyond that because that was a character that he was playing. Mm-hmm. And anyone that can't see that, you know, I kind of have to scratch my head a little. But ultimately, you know, a lot of these celebrities, take Rosie O'Donnell, for instance. I often wonder, and I've asked Rosie this privately, would she have the same level of disdain towards Donald Trump if he'd not called her out on things that she'd said? And she says yes, but I don't think that that's the case. You know, the thing she says about him, she says that Donald Trump is a womanizer. She's had to pay off everyone she's been in a relationship with so that they wouldn't talk about this. So who is the bigger womanizer in all of this? And I could go on. But I don't want to be nasty about Rosie. You know, I like Rosie. Rosie is a friend of mine. But I find it very difficult to deal with hypocrisy. I really do.
Yeah. No, that's what bothers me. You know, my piece this week was about the coming of the Second Civil War, basically, and how they're running around and the left is calling pretty much everybody on the right racist and biased, and I can't believe that they're sticking up for these statues. Well, my first question is this. Did these statues not exist under Obama? Did they recently go up? Because what's all this outrage on these statues all of a sudden that Obama's gone? I'm so confused. I don't get it. But we got to go for a quick break. You need to answer that question inside the break because I'm just going to be confused for the rest of my life if somebody I trust doesn't give me an answer about these statues. Anyway, I'm going to calm down. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Dana Gibb is with us, and he'll continue to be with us after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Please answer the question.
I figured we were talking about racism. I was just really cranking up. But you've got to be old enough to know. Right? Most of you don't even, I'm sure most of you don't even know what this song is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time. I don't even know if you can make that song today. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him right on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does. Usually kicking off Friday nights with me. And Xander, thanks for being with me. You haven't been around in a while. We've been kind of lonely. You know, talking to myself is kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I heard they had to sedate you, and you were crying in the corner, and Tammy said, you know, you weren't sleeping, and I thought I better come back.
Yeah,
because you know the listeners are kind of even concerned, so I'm here.
Yeah, well, because they thought I canned Xander. You know, I mean, really, yeah. Seriously, God. But I'm glad you're up and around, and if people didn't catch it earlier, you know, you're in a bit of a car accident, and I don't want to say would you call it convalescing? Because that makes you sound like 90, and we've got to find your teeth for you every morning. So
yes, I was convalescing, Joe.
You know, it's just nuts. But
where are my teeth?
You know, I want to jump right back into what we were talking about before and add to it. It's like, you know, I haven't heard anything about Russia. I haven't heard anything about, you know, helping the vets. I haven't heard anything about the little round guy, round Korean guy over there. You know, it's like...
I'm glad you said Korean, because they might have thought you meant me.
Yeah, or me. But it's like all this stuff has gone away to pile on Trump, because he's such a nasty, cold-hearted, hateful person.
Well, you know, first of all, I kind of think that it's naive to imagine that any political leader is perfect. We knew from day one that Donald Trump was far from perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I said this and others have said this. You know, if Donald Trump made an announcement from the White House on Monday to say that he'd found a cure for AIDS and cancer, the Democrats would still say, you didn't do it quick enough.
Yep.
Or you didn't say that it was for black people, too. But the thing that concerns me is that what they're forgetting is that while they're doing all this to bring him down, they're actually, you know, attacking Donald Trump is actually attacking America, in my book, because it stops him from doing his job. Because if I was him, you know how patriotic I am, but if I was him right now, I would just walk. I would say, there you go, Mikey, you have the keys to the city. You sort it out. Because it's not like he needed the money, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Look, if I was him at this point, realizing there's no way to win over his haters, they're not. No matter, you're like, as you said, he could come up with the cure for AIDS, and he's not going to win because they would say, well, he didn't, like you said, he didn't say it was for black people, he didn't say it was for Asian people. It must be a cure only for white people. You know, it's just amazing to me. So, but when you look at all this, the reason I went in the way I did was I want to talk about the statues again. So they're blaming all this racism on Trump. They're blaming it like he's built it up. Where was all this outrage for these statues over the last 8 years?
I mean, well, you know,
right?
These statues are white, and you know his great grandfather built. Provided the labor to build those statues.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you.
Right.
And I'm joking, of course.
And they were illegal, so put people to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just actually got such a ridiculous perspective, because, you know, what we're doing is we're wiping out history. But, you know, I think we do need these reminders, and we even need reminders of slavery. And I'll tell you for why, because we have to remember that happened in order not to do it again. You know,
I agree with you, and my black friends are kind of mixed on it. But, you know, Condoleezza Rice came out. She said something that I thought was great. She said, look, I'm walking with my niece or nephew, or I'm out there with my son or daughter, and those statues come up. It's a moment for me to say, this is what this person did. This is where America has come from. America used to hold this stuff up in high esteem. America used to believe this was a way to live. But then some people stuck up for us. Some people decided to fight for us, Americans, and turn it around and do the right thing, which is what we do on a regular basis. Most of the time, this country, when it's sitting in its dark moment or it's living through a dark period, people rise up and they change it and they make a difference, right?
Right. But I don't think that this current movement that refer to them as the resistance really knows what they're doing. I just respond with this stuff from Star Trek saying resistance is futile, because in this case it certainly is, because what are they expecting to happen? That if they complain about how big bad Donald is a nasty boy, that we're just going to say, okay, well, we'll replace him. You know, in this country we have a way of putting people into office, and that's called an election. And he won the election, so he's here for 4 years unless he does something that's really bad. But now he's only got to, you know, not throw a tissue into the waste paper basket and it's cause for impeachment. And I just have to say, did you forget everything that Obama did? Did you forget everything?
Oh, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. You talk to people on the left, he did wonderful things, for the black community. He did wonderful things to help quell, you know, race relations and make sure that black people felt like they had a voice. I'm going, what, I must have been in a coma. I must have missed all of that.
Me too.
I'm glad. I
kind of despair at the ignorance and the willingness to ignore all the bad decisions that Obama made. But I think that I really hope that by the end of Mr. Trump's first 4 years, that some people will be won over. Because I don't feel like we can carry on like this for 4 years. Because, you know, you alluded, you said earlier about, you know, talked about civil war, but I've expressed concerns about this. You know, there is going to be a civil war if these fools on the left don't back down. If America does not deport George Soros for paying people to cause civil unrest, like, because this is what he's doing, we need to stand up to these people.
I agree with you. And you know what? We need to take care of more serious things. We really need to be paying attention to the more serious problems that the country's having. You know, Barron Trump wearing a T-shirt coming off of Air Force One. I think it's very disrespectful to the American people that he did that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. And I, for one, will be starting a petition to make sure that he wears a three-piece suit at all times, even for bad. How dare that young man do that, you know?
And you know the part about this, I loved it. When they were going crazy on the left, I put up the picture of Mrs. Oblamo getting off the Air Force One in her... You know, remember her short-cut jean shorts and her top strap, what do they call those things, spaghetti strap T-shirts or whatever they were, and the oversized shirt that she had on. I mean, she got off looking like she maybe just cleaned the bathrooms at the White House or something. I don't know. But not a way to get off of Air Force One, and not a complaint from the left.
Are you not just being a tad racist there? You know, the woman is black. And you're commenting on her clothing.
Did I say anything about the color of her skin? See, and the left will run with that, which is hilarious.
No, but obviously I'm being facetious. Yeah. But it just goes back to what we were saying earlier. It's something I commented on this week. Someone had said about someone should not be holding up a sign because they were a Christian. It was something to do with John McCain. I was like, so in America now, a Christian's not allowed to have an opinion. Does it make you not a Christian to disagree with John McCain because he's got cancer? I mean, I have to, you know, as a caveat, I have to say, I'm very sorry for John McCain. I'm sorry he's got cancer. But that does not mean we should not respond to his bad behavior and bad commentary. Well, if you are a politician, you behave badly, You do things that are inappropriate, then the people should be able to comment on it.
Bingo. Thank him for his service. I realize that he went through so much. He was beaten badly. I get all of that, but does that give them a lifelong pass? Does a veteran get a lifelong pass, in his case, to some of the things that he's actually done, I would say, against the country? Why is that?
I definitely don't think that they should, and I'm often amazed how Chelsea Clinton can put all of these things on her page about women's rights and all of this, when we know in America the things that her father has done to women, the things that her mother has covered up with regards to women. So I'm sick of hypocrisy. You know, I really try to make sure that no one can point at me in my life and say, Zan, you're a hypocrite. Because when you are in the public eye, people are going to say those kind of things. But so how is it different for these people that do these things? You know, it warrants commentary. And if you don't want the commentary, don't do the thing that people are commenting on. Isn't it that simple?
Oh, I think it is. I'm with you there. I think it's that simple. But it comes back to, we have become more, we're fighting for our parties more than we're fighting for the country. It seems like that's where we've got to, but we've also got to, we've run up on the time, and let people know where they can get information on you and that kind of stuff, so they can reach out and send you goodwill cards or good wishes cards or all that money.
Yeah, chocolate would be good. You can find everything at xandergift.com. We will be back with the X-Red show. We will keep you posted, but I will. You can catch me on Joe's show, and we will let you know what is going on. But thanks for all the love. It really is appreciated. But send chocolate. That would be appreciated more.
Yeah, you need chocolate. You're supposed to be getting better, not worse.
Chocolate is medicine, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Eating is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?